You know, a lot of people have asked me, why do I say take care of yourself after every conversation? Yeah, it's not that. It's because I care about you. I care so much about you. So I always want to make sure that when I'm not there talking to you, you have to take care of yourself because you matter to me. And I don't want anything bad to happen to you as you start your day, as you drop the call, as we end our conversations. At least take care of yourself. Sometimes I just take care of yourself for me. And there are so many ways to show intimacy. There's so many ways. Like cooking is another form of intimacy for real though. Cooking, just being there for someone. Like the intimacy of feeling someone's, oh my God, I want to go so deep into this, but I don't know where to start. The intimacy of stopping to wait when someone needs to tie their shoe. The intimacy of knowing when someone's voice is thick with worry or sleep. The intimacy of singing badly with someone in the car. Intimacy of just, you know, standing together under a shelter or an umbrella. Intimacy of instantly recognizing someone's handwriting. Intimacy of trying to make plans and you're like, oh no, we can't. You're working on that day. Like, the intimacy of matching your pace to theirs as you walk. The intimacy of just being there for someone. Intimacy of, how did you know that? Because I know you. The intimacy of feeling someone's, you know, you just through their clothes when you hug them. The intimacy of being given change that is warmed from the heat of someone else's hand. The intimacy of shared comfortable silence. I know. The intimacy of knowing how someone will react. The intimacy of keeping the radio off when someone falls asleep on a long car ride to Iberi Mountains. The intimacy of sharing one earbud-ish. The intimacy of noticing someone's habit. The ones you're scared of. The intimacy of, oh, I had a dream about you. The intimacy of inside joke. The intimacy of feeding someone's food as they drive or really any other time, maybe when they are sick or anything. The intimacy of knowing just how someone likes their watchy. Like, how they like the kinky, how they like the, I don't know, how they like their banku, how they like their, oh my goodness. The intimacy of knowing just how someone likes a lot of stuff. There's so much that I want to talk about. The intimacy of trying something new together and having no idea what you're doing. Like that moment. The intimacy of someone saying, test me when you get home safe. The intimacy of someone falling asleep next to you or on your shoulder or in your company. Like they feel safe around you. The intimacy of sharing secrets in the night time because it's 3 a.m. and nobody will ever tell. I think I did that with my sister-in-law. When my nephew was sick and she was like, I should share my deepest secret with her. And daddy was just talking and talking. I think she doesn't even remember this conversation, but I do remember every of the conversation. And it was good. It was great. Those were the times. I miss those times. The intimacy of someone's pet recognizing you. And coming over to just say hello. And the worst thing about a breakup is that their dog will never know why you stopped coming. I'm sorry that I'm joking through all of this. the intimacy of this made me think of you. Like, this made me think of you. This, the intimacy of borrowing a jacket. The intimacy of seeing someone's unfocused eyes when they first wake up. The intimacy of ordering food and shall we share it? I know. The intimacy of someone sharing the meaning behind their tattoos. Like, I remember someone asked me what tattoo was on my shoulders. I told the person it means appreciate life when you have one. I got this tattoo when I was a bit suicidal. The day I recovered, I went to get a tattoo. She said, appreciate life when you have one. I've got so many tattoos though, like a few, I think. I'm trying to get more though. The intimacy of just looking at someone and dissolving into laughter together. I don't know. There's just something about intimacy. Like, because of you, someone has a favorite dress. Because of you, someone, you give someone a compliment today on their way to work and you made their day. So there are different ways to show intimacy. You don't feel like I love you or come let me bend you over as the only form of intimacy. There's so many ways to show intimacy. There's so many ways, and I just listed a few, but I feel like there's so many, many ways. Someone even knowing how you like your asana. Someone knowing how you like the sugar content on your cocoa. Someone knowing how you like it. Someone knows that you actually like that washi that is being sold at a dentist. Someone knowing that, like, you key for the shawarma, like, at Legon. Those are intimacy. Like, those are wild moments, you know. Because of you, someone has a favorite book. Because someone was watching a movie and you reminded them of, and they, like, they thought about you. Yeah. So do not feel like you're not romantic enough. You are fucking romantic. There are so many gestures you do during the day that, because of you, people are happy to come to work because of the way you joke around, because of the way you laugh. So a lot of people are happy. I remember I gave someone a compliment some time ago, and the person text me the other day, and person was like, I was just going through a lot and your compliment meant a lot to me. Sometimes your comment on my post meant a lot to me. Mean everything you say to people. It doesn't really matter, for real. Mean everything you fucking say to people. Mean every fucking bit of it. Yeah, so this is my podcast and I love you guys so much.